been so funny to you that you almost skip laughing and you just start crying? Because I'm about there right now.
We're all freaks on the inside.
An acquired taste.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of an Acquired Taste podcast, the podcast for people who get a lot of shit, but they turn it into the fertilizer of life.
Yeah.
And I so want to take credit for that intro, but that was fully Kathleen's writing.
Well done, Kathleen.
Thank you. I was looking up morning affirmations and that one came up.
My kind of affirmation.
I'm going to write that on my mirror. Take life and turn it into fertilizer.
I love it. I am Sam and I am here with my podcast sisters, Kathleen.
Hello.
And Bethany.
Hi.
And we are not on vacation, although some people think that we are, but this is a normal recording.
It is.
Yeah.
We are in Kitchen Studio NYC.
Yes, which is right now doubling as Costume Studio NYC as well.
That's
because
right.
I am sewing a giant faux fur yellow jacket.
Faux fur jacket.
Yeah, for a project. So when this all technology stuff goes away, then out comes the sewing machine. It's a busy, busy kitchen.
You know, that's a skill I've always wanted to acquire.
Sewing?
Yes.
I'll teach you.
There's a place in the city here in New York where you can take sewing lessons.
It is such a fun thing to do because you get to see the immediate results. If you're someone who likes instant gratification.
That's why I pop pimples.
Yes, yes. Oh. Or I like to vacuum for that reason because you see what's all of a sudden clean.
That's true.
Sewing is, it can be very therapeutic.
Or watching videos on Instagram of people cutting into burrata.
Do you watch power washing videos on Reddit?
No.
Tell
me more.
There's an entire community on Reddit dedicated to people who love the satisfaction of power washing decks.
God bless the internet, guys.
Yeah.
Wow. My thing is the foam that usually people use to put flowers in for flower arrangements.
Yes.
When you see people like squeezing that or breaking it apart.
So there's a name for that. It's like ASMR.
Yes.
ASMR.
Yep.
And I don't know what that stands for.
It's but
audio,
it's people. It's people. I'll look it up. It's people who like to hear people like brushing their hair on YouTube.
Yes, you can make so much money doing just making sounds, and people buy all these high tech mics, and they don't even ever really show their faces. It's just like them getting very close to the expensive mic, eating a chocolate bar, or like crinkling a piece of foil.
Maybe this should be part of our bonus content.
My god, our ASMR bonus content.
Yes. And if you have like a very attractive mouth or lower face, like you make even more money.
Well, I'm out.
Autonomous sensory meridian response.
It's would not nuts. Have guessed that if you gave me enough time. Uh-uh.
It's a term used for an experience characterized by a static-like or tingling sensation on the skin, compared with auditory tactile synesthesia. But I feel like there might be a Venn diagram of ASMR and people who have misophonia.
Yeah.
And you have to be careful.
Wow.
Misophonia is like the hate of that sound.
Yes.
And I feel like that's a fine line you're walking.
I saw some woman like brush her hair for 90 minutes straight because you could hear the crinkle of every hair cracking as it
My gosh.
People make so much money. The joke is on us, guys.
I know.
What are we doing with our
lives? I know.
So
anyway,
shall we get into today's topic?
Let's get into our topic this week.
Yes.
So this week, we thought it would be fun to create our own universe, which is more or less what each episode is anyway.
Yes.
But this is a little more in depth.
And this is something you can do with your friends to get to know them better.
Yes.
Or as I always say, team building exercise at work.
Yes. Or if you're a video game creator, take notes because you might strike it rich.
Yeah, but also give us credit.
Yes.
Or
yes,
at least
please.
Turn us into avatars.
Yeah.
So we only put three rules on it. You could do whatever you want, but you had to then tell us what your most abundant animal is,
mm-hmm.
what your ocean tastes like,
mm-hmm.
and what your homeland's number one export is.
Yes.
Cool.
Okay, but before we get into our own unique universes, one huge thing about everyone's life is that we need to stay in shape.
Yes.
But it's so hard if you're traveling a lot,
mm-hmm.
if you're not home very much, or if you don't want to go to a gym.
Or if you work long, crazy hours.
Yes.
Like, that's why I love Daily Burn.
You've been talking about this for so long, Kathleen.
I mean, working out at home is my jam. That's how I stay in shape.
And you don't need to socialize.
Yeah, and I don't need to socialize. And Daily Burn is an app that you can get on your Android phone or your iPhone, but I personally use it on my Fire Stick.
Yeah, so they have a bunch of different classes if you want to take. So, Kathleen, what's your favorite class?
I love the lower body pulse. number one.
They also have cardio, they have race training, they have a whole bunch of different stuff. But if you want to be a little more social than Kathleen is on a regular basis, they also have live workouts, which you can stream. So they're live from a New York City studio. So you're basically taking a class with people from the comfort of your own home.
And the best part, too, is that if you're traveling for work or on vacation, you can still work out in your hotel room or Airbnb because you have it on your phone or on your laptop. It's awesome.
It needs very little equipment. Just like sometimes you're just using your own body weight to work out. So you could literally work out from anywhere.
So visit dailyburn.com/taste today to start your free 30-day trial. So that's dailyburn.com/taste, T-A-S-T-E, dailyburn.com/taste.
Okay, Sam.
Yes.
You're on.
All right. So in interest of creating our own universes, I like my universe, but I more like how I started to create my universe because I was eating a giant mixing bowl's worth of Reese's Puff cereal.
Oh,
my
favorite. With or without milk?
With milk. Yes. But when you give yourself a double serving, then the second one is with chocolate milk.
Oh, girl.
That's a Friday night right there.
So I was eating that and my baby sister came downstairs and said, how old are you? And I responded with, today I'm 12 and that's fine. Enter my universe.
I love.
So, Neverland is already a place. Peter Pan has coined that. But I'm kind of ripping him off, and I'm calling mine maybe Laterland. Because we might want to be adults later on. I'm not going to cut that off from our lives. But this universe is where you go just to kind of mentally either freeze in time or regress comfortably to the age you're mentally feeling at the moment.
Okay.
So that's this universe. So the most abundant animal is not so much an animal as much as it is a mythical creature. And that is the pixie fairy.
Yes.
And they're not slaves. This is not Dobby. But...
Wait, each... In what are you talking about?
Hold on, I'm going to get there.
Dobby?
From Harry Potter.
Harry Potter reference?
The house elf.
I don't understand your pop culture reference.
No, me neither.
You don't read Harry Potter?
No.
You high five.
High five. But I'm planning on reading it with my kids eventually, so I'm saving it.
Wow, way to drum roll for 7 years.
Like my virginity. Never mind, that was a joke.
My God.
All right, so slave fairies.
So they're not a slave fairy. So quick sidebar, Dobby the house elf is a house elf and he's a slave and the only way he cannot be a slave is if you give him his own individual property. So Harry Potter gives him a sock and then he's no longer a slave. So that's not what this is.
Okay.
But every person in maybe Laterland gets a fairy who's kind of like your Jiminy Cricket. Like they travel around with you because they honestly like you and they, you know, you're paired with a proper fairy for your personality. And they kind of just tell you maybe when you're doing something that's a bad idea. They're not your parent.
Okay.
They're not there to control you.
They're like your guardian angel.
Yeah. Except they have to be a pixie fairy because it looks better in my brain.
Yeah.
So they're going to tell you maybe not when you say something like, oh, yeah, I used to want that perm in the 90s and my mom never let me. Maybe not, girl.
Wait, what was the TV show where they had the character Wilson and they pop up on the other side of the fence?
Home Improvement?
Yes.
There you go.
To me, your pixie fairy is Wilson. Like, pops up whenever you need some sage advice.
Like, out of sight.
Yeah.
Or will tell you to stop when you say something, maybe like, hold my beer, you know.
While I jump over this house.
While I could text my ex incessantly. Yeah.
While I sled off the top of this home.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. So that's what the fairy is there for. What does the ocean taste like? As you can see on this sheet, it's blank because I've put so much GD time into answering this question and I still can't do it.
It's a hard one.
But what I think I'm going with is, have you ever, smelt something and you were immediately taken back to a moment in childhood?
Yes.
Even if you don't necessarily remember what it is, you just smell it and you're like, oh, my room growing up. Holy crap. What is that?
Yeah.
That's what the ocean tastes like.
Nostalgia.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. It basically tastes like nostalgia, but an excellent, strong memory from growing up. That's what I'm landing on.
I like that you're combining the senses. It's very trippy.
Thank you.
I approve, Samantha.
The schnozberries taste like schnozberries.
Surprisingly enough, our number one export is not LSD. But our number one export, because we love all universes and want to mingle with all other universes. So our number one exports are fake notes from your mom. Because sometimes people just need help. So if someone in another universe needs something, like they really don't want to go to PE class, but their mom's going to make them, or they can't deal with Susan in cubicle 6 anymore.
Can we just talk about Susan?
Gosh. She always wants us to fix the printer.
I don't think your bangs are cute, but I don't want to tell you, so please don't ask me how your bangs look.
They do the same. They do the same every day, Susan.
Every time.
Your button down is ill-fitting.
Yeah,
Susan.
There's a boob gap, Susan.
Stop chewing with your mouth open every time Susan. You eat chips.
It's my misophonia is off the chart,
yes.
Susan.
Yes, Susan. I know exactly how delicious your Harvest Cheddar Sun Chips are.
Yeah.
So the good news is my universe can help write a letter so you don't have to go to that meeting you're assigned to every week with Susan.
Thank you.
Okay?
Okay.
So the way this works is you just have to answer a quick questionnaire, just like a dating app or a regular whatever. Mm-hmm. And my universe already knows exactly how to match the way your mother speaks and her handwriting. So it's never going to get back to your mom or anyone else.
Like, amazing.
Susan's never going to question, or your boss, or, you know, your teacher's never going to question.
Because we know Susan is super nosy and questions everything.
Like, stop rummaging through my drawers to look for a notepad. I just went to the bathroom. I'll be back right in the minute.
And stop liking everything I put on Facebook,
exactly.
Susan.
No, keep doing that. Stalking me. And guess what? If you want some Teddygrams, you can just ask for them. You don't have to slyly try to look in my bottom drawer. Just ask Susan. Jeez.
Another one, there's no Susan in this universe is the best thing. So if you're tired of Susan, come on over to Maybe Later Land.
Peace out, Susan.
Public transportation are various forms of slides.
Oh, that's fun.
That's all.
Ooh, like chutes and ladders.
Yeah. You don't have to sit and deal with this. You just get on a slide. So that's really what I got. It's a place to be whatever age you feel like being. So adults and children welcome. And just have fun. Think of it like eternal summer camp. Mm-hmm. No judgment, but maybe a little bit of alcohol.
That's great.
Right?
That's really on brand, by the way.
Thank you.
For you, Sam. Yes. I like that a lot.
So remind us the name of your universe again.
Maybe Later Land. Maybe and the later sign later. Has the emoji of the girl shrugging. Maybe Later Land.
I approve.
I like this because whenever it comes up and someone asks my age and I tell them, you know, I'm 27, they're usually shocked. And I'm sure it's not because of the way I look, but because of the way I emote age. I belong in this land.
Yes, I agree. You're very whimsical.
That's my universe.
I like.
Who
I
wants
like
to go next?
Bethany.
Okay. So I didn't actually come up with a name for mine because I couldn't.
Okay.
But I just couldn't think of one. But okay, so let's start with like the way it looks.
Okay.
So it has the nature and the architecture from the movie Snow White and the Huntsman, starring Kristen Stewart, Charlize Theron, and Chris Hemsworth.
Excellent set.
Plus the movie Winchester.
Okay.
About the Winchester Mystery House.
Okay.
It's very good. It's actually not that great. It just came out. It's fine. But the house is baller.
Gotcha.
Okay, so the basics are the same of the world. Blue sky, white clouds, gray skies for rain, thunderstorms, green grass. The moon is much closer because so pretty. But it has no bearing on the tides because we don't want any devastation.
Yes, excellent, yes. Excellent reference.
Thank you.
That's
you,
responsible.
Wait, do you know that the moon gets like 5 inches further away from the earth every year?
Seriously?
So does my boyfriend's penis. Sorry.
Explain yourself.
So...
5 inches away.
Five
from
inches?
The earth. Just
explain yourself.
Every year I'm like, less, so, I'm like, less. I'm like, just keep your penis 5 inches further
so
away from
out
me.
There.
When we first started dating, it was all spooning. And now I'm like, just keep that pelvis a little further
that
away.
That is the natural ebb and flow of a relationship. Just wait until you get married.
Thank you.
That penis will be out of this universe.
Can you please never face me when you're sleeping? I don't want to be woken up that way.
Don't poke me with your boner while we're sleeping.
I really hope it doesn't listen to this
episode.
Do you know what's fun?
What?
Being single.
Yeah.
Okay. In my universe, there's a massive thunderstorm every Wednesday night because thunderstorms are wonderful.
I mean, okay. You know what? I love that they're scheduled so I can plan my outdoor activities around it.
Right. Yeah. So if you want to have some sort of outdoor fete, you just don't plan it on a Wednesday because you know for sure it's not going to rain.
Built-in movie night.
Yes.
Or built-in kiss in the rain night.
Exactly. I like to plan these things.
Excellent. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Moving on to weather. So the weather seasons are 4 months of autumn, then 3 months of winter, 3 weeks of spring, 1 week of 80 degree weather so that we remember how amazing autumn and winter are. And then the cycle starts again and every year is 8 months long.
Well, I know what season I'll be visiting.
Yeah.
From.
Okay.
Maybe later.
So there's also a ton of those. Okay. So in Snow White and the Huntsman, that gorgeous white stag with giant antlers. Do you know, has anyone actually seen that movie? Because
no.
I love it. It's, I have a picture of it. It's like this giant white stag.
Ooh, that is
with antlers.
Majestic.
Yeah.
But the antler looks like the root of a tree.
Yeah, yeah. It totally looks like a tree. It's called the White Hart, I guess, in the movie. But anyway, there's a ton of those walking around. So jobs are actually just clubs that you have to be accepted into, but there's always enough work for everyone.
Okay.
So
okay.
To get your dream job, you go into a brain scan and the technicians talk to you and you talk to them about the job that you want. And if the correct pleasure centers of your brain light up like a Christmas tree, mm-hmm. then you have been accepted into the club because it's your true passion.
Perfect.
If not, you just got to keep soul searching.
Okay.
But you only get paid if you're in a club, so you are encouraged to find your life's passion. And every passion has a club.
Okay.
Even if it's like cross stitching or playing old online flash video games, it might be a small club, but you have a club. Yeah. You have a job.
Okay. I love that.
When you turn 21, your entire community recognizes you as an adult. And there's a huge ceremony, and it takes place in the middle of a forest with tons of floral wreaths that are draped all over you. And everyone's like wearing amazing earth tone linen and looking fabulous. And you're kneeling in front of the most fun elder of your community. And you're given like sips of wine to like whichever, like it tells you about symbolizing various stages of your life. And then the culmination is that the elder has you stand up and turn around. They present you to the whole community. Everyone applauds. And then somebody in the back releases a huge flock of the happiest dogs in the community. And they all barrel towards you with their big floppy paws. And they knock you over and they lick your face. And congratulations.
I am loving this.
It's great.
I'm surprised you went with dogs, though, and not a mix of...
I love dogs.
Loved animals.
Just the imagery of big, floppy, happy dogs.
Yeah.
It's pretty great.
I'm okay with this.
Okay.
Can that be in the summer? Can you have that one of those in the summer week?
No, it has to be in the fall.
But I'm visiting.
You don't live here. You are visiting.
No, but like, come on.
No.
I'm bringing notes. It's part of my export.
Maybe.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Once a month, someone is murdered. So it's never a real person who you know or anyone from the community. In fact, it might not even be real because you never see the body, but it's probably real. You only know that the murderer is one of you who is in this house at this dinner party right now.
This is so f***ed up.
All right.
You all suspect each other very dramatically.
This is so Bethany.
Side eye is encouraged. Mm-hmm. The murderer must be found.
Right.
You spend the evening draping yourself along various couches and chaise lounges, and you're all dressed up in your best suits and your corseted dresses and your little top hats with veils. Much draping, gloved finger pointing, screaming from other rooms in fear, and drinking port out of tiny glasses happens all night.
Oh, do you know how many notes wine. I would have to write to people to get out of this?
No, but you can. It's once a month, and we all love it. We love it. Okay.
I don't want to be maybe murdered.
So our most abundant animal, labradoodles of all ages and sizes.
Oh. Smart, playful, and don't shed.
Yes. Some of them would be giant, like the size of horses.
Perfect.
Micro ponies are also rampant.
Nice.
The ocean tastes like lemon water, but it smells like rose water because I love rose water. And my homeland's number one export is veils, specifically veils attached to tiny top hats.
That's perfect.
Thank you.
I could dig that. I can live with that.
Kathleen?
I'm trying to figure out which universe I'd want to live in more, and I'm not sure.
Kathleen.
So my land universe is called Espadrille Nation.
Yes.
Because you can conquer the world in a really good, sensible espadrille.
They're the sneakers of the high heel world.
There are no flat plains. It's only ocean or mountain.
Whoa.
So you're either beach life or mountain life because then you get to go swimming and then you get to go hiking. And in the mountains, they do the wine. And at the beach, they do the cocktails like the Mai Tais.
Oh, my God. It's like the two best kinds of vacation.
Exactly. And there are only two occupations. You're either a farmer or an artist.
Oh, that's amazing.
And so once a year in the month of June, we have all of the electricians and the engineers and the people who need to fix things come in and do what needs to be done right before our yearly festival on June 13th, honoring the birthday of Mary Kate and Ashley. We call it Olsen Fest.
Olsen with an E.
Olsen Fest. And there are musical troupes that perform all of the numbers from their said movies, like Brother for Sale, Only 50 Cents.
But is this ska? Please tell me it's a ska band.
It's a ska band, yeah.
Amazing. Does everyone have very 90s styled bangs and scrunchies?
Say Ferris and Letters to Cleo get to, they reunite once a year to come to Espadrille Nation. Okay, so
Fest. Does Lance Bass make an appearance as a love interest?
Yes, he does. He does, and he shows up with Mr. Feeny and Topanga as well. Yes.
Mr. Feeny.
Okay, so then everybody wears pink. We do have all four seasons, but very mild versions of those seasons.
Okay.
So most of the time we're wearing like pink linen because you can layer under or over. Mm-hmm. And everybody looks great in pink. I know some people poo-foo pink, but you just need to find your right shade of pink.
So you do have all shades of pink. It's all not like shades. Everyone's one color
yes,
pink.
Yes, all shades Perfect. Of pink. And you don't need to be in all pink. It just needs to be a little bit of pink incorporated into your wardrobe every day.
Like a gauzy rose gold.
Yes,
what
exactly.
About what do you count a coral as pink? Or yes. Is that more of an orange?
No. Coral would count as pink.
Good, yes. I like coral. Yeah. Coral looks good on everyone.
Cool.
The official food of Espadrille Nation is a roasted blackened salmon with a mango pineapple salsa.
I can eat here.
I what a magical starve. Land.
I'm starving in Espadrille Nation.
No, are you not?
You don't making like, me climb?
You don't like salmon with...
I can't eat fish. It's disgusting.
But no,
this is not about me. It's about you.
We are a land of sea and mountain.
It's disgusting, but this isn't about me. It's about you. No disrespect, but fuck you. No disrespect, but okay. You and
so
your
instead of going to church on Sundays, everybody goes to a spiritual yoga class.
Oh my goodness okay. Gracious.
Yeah. So at once a week, we all get our daily dose of spiritual things like how to be a good person and how not to murder people. Yada, yada, yada.
Maybe go to that class before you attend yeah. Bethany's okay. Dinner party.
When you wake up in the morning, every morning you have to listen to a Britney Spears song before you get out of bed.
Love early that. Morning, she wakes up. Knock, knock, knock on the
door.
And I have a list of daily affirmations. So every mirror in Espadrille Nation is a digital mirror.
Okay.
And a new daily affirmation comes up for you every single day.
Oh my God, that's awesome. Like Smart House from Disney.
It is. Okay. So I highlighted some of my favorites. This is one of the best ones. Some see a weed, I see a wish.
I don't.
Very telling.
I don't get that one.
Another one. Why become moody when you can shake your booty?
I mean, between the two options, I prefer the booty shake. Absolutely. Okay.
Another example of a daily affirmation you might see on your digital mirror.
Mm-hmm.
Think like a proton. Always positive.
Love dad jokes.
Science.
Dad jokes. Yes.
Yes. So obviously, and you wear espadrilles at least once a week, if not every day.
Yeah.
Because there's a huge market for espadrilles in Espadrille Nation.
Yes.
Obviously.
Obviously.
Okay. Obviously. So our main export is art.
Love. I was going to guess espadrilles.
No, not espadrilles.
Why would you think that?
I don't know. Sorry.
Idiot. It's not no. Espadrilles.
No. Espadrilles is just what we wear with our pink linen.
I just love how Kathleen's eyebrows moves close together when she said no. She's like, no.
No.
Art. Art is our main export.
I love it. Fantastic.
Paintings, illustrations, animations.
They must be great because everyone's constantly inspired.
Yes. And music. Because
Fair.
Music is form of art too,
that
right?
Of course.
Art. Yeah. Okay.
I enjoy that.
And our second export is wine. Because we grow
also
wine.
Also not espadrilles.
We grow wine in the mountains. Okay.
Yeah,
right?
Right. Yes.
But then sometimes we take it down to the beach and we drink it. Right? Okay.
That's fantastic.
Question.
Yes.
Do you export any of the espadrilles that you make in
Espadrille?
No. Damn it.
Follow up question.
Yes.
Where do you get your espadrilles from?
Espadrille Nation. I don't have any questions.
She imports them from Sneakerland. Which makes no sense also.
Guys.
The chocolate factory next
asking
door.
Asking me too many questions. Everybody makes their own espadrilles.
Oh, okay.
The chocolate factory gets all of their ingredients from the House Builders Association across the ocean.
I'm adding something new. On Saturdays, you go to espadrille making class, so everybody makes their own espadrilles.
Well, that's therefore, why it's not an export.
Therefore, everybody is wearing unique espadrilles. That is just for them. Okay.
Right.
Okay.
I thought Kathleen was going to say on Saturdays, you can go f*** off.
And the ocean tastes like red and pink Starburst combined.
Oh,
wow.
Yes.
That's just the best one.
Yes, yeah. I know. So, but the ocean's not red.
Right. No.
Right. No. It's like crystal
our oceans
Pepsi.
Are all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like there was a little bit of problem of like people drinking the ocean water because it tastes so delicious, but still salty. And Okay. So what I need my animal.
Yeah.
Obviously a cat. Like duh. Lots of kitty cats. But they stay kittens.
Aww.
They never grow to adult cats.
Kittens and there forever. Are sphinx cats.
There
correct?
Are sphinx cats.
Fantastic.
And they never become overpopulated because that's just the general law of the universe. Like there's no overpopulation. And every kitten has a home.
Oh, that's important. I like that.
That's nice.
Okay.
No. And this is our mantra.
Yes.
on every day of the week, we wear pink. Do you guys get it?
I get it.
Like from Mean Girls, like on Wednesdays, we wear pink.
Totally so get it. You, gentle listener at home, picture Kathleen saying that, but during and after she says it, she never closes her mouth, not even once.
Every muscle in her face is activated.
Wide open.
Every day of the week, we wear pink.
So wait, that one's yours. My saying is meh, meh with the shrug. What was your say? You don't have a, you didn't say us a mantra. Say us a mantra. Say us a mantra.
There's been a murder. Of
course. There's on the Office reference. There's been a murder in Savannah.
Everybody, wait, everybody. There's been a murder.
On every day of the week, where are pink?
Meh. Question.
Yeah.
Can people visit each other's universes or nah?
Yeah, no, that's important to me.
Okay.
You take a slide out from my universe to whatever universe you want to go to.
We will view visitors with hesitancy, but chilly kindness.
Mm-hmm.
And once we get to know you, we will accept you.
Okay.
But we'll be suspicious.
Okay.
Because once a month, I don't know if you know this, someone gets murdered. And it might be you in this house right now.
I'm going to wait. I'm going to pay the extra for the slide. See, just like flights, slide prices go up when you book last minute. But I'm going to book my trip to Bethany's universe right after the murder of that month. So I know I'm in the clear.
Or you choose the slide that just goes straight past my universe and goes straight into Espadrille
like
Nation.
Like the A-Train.
Yeah, just whoosh, whoosh.
So who's coming to Espadrille Nation?
I'll come visit.
No, thank you.
Yeah. Why not? You look good in pink.
I don't like the beach.
Okay,
too
so
much
go to the
sun.
Mountain.
I've never actually been to a mountain, and I'm afraid of them.
Well, come on over, little lady, because we're going to learn a lot today.
There are wineries in my mountain.
Come on.
Are there places to rest?
Yes.
Picture this. When I picture mountains, I picture Everest. Straight up, or you die.
Because that's the only one we got. It's the only one the world's working with.
It's the one I know.
No. It is the most famous
one. It is in the highest.
In fairness.
It's the only one I know.
I thought you were going to say a mountain of mashed potatoes, in which case, why wouldn't anybody want to?
No, that one's over in maybe later land.
Maybe later land.
That's something a childhood dreams
of. I promise you, there's a cool, sort of chill place for you to hang out in the mountains of Espadrille Nation.
Okay.
Yeah, this isn't an uncomfortable nation.
Yes. And you like wine.
I do.
And you like Starbursts.
And I like goats, and they tend to like jump up mountains, don't they?
Yes.
Yeah, I.e. mountain goats. Yes.
Those bitches hop on all four legs at once.
Makes me so nervous.
Right. Wait a minute. I have another loophole for why Bethany and I definitely need to visit your universe, Kathleen, because Starbursts are not vegetarian, so we don't eat them now. Can you imagine getting to enjoy that flavor without any guilt?
You're right.
That's a big deal.
All right, I'll take, you know what? I'll do a long weekend in Espadrille Nation just to get the feel for it. Like, come on a Friday, leave on a Monday.
Yeah.
Like a Memorial Day weekend next year or whatever.
That works.
And then that'll just like dip my toe in.
Okay. And sure my cool. first few visits to your land are going to be after the murder because I want to get used to the rest of the culture and I want them to get to know me before I'm a possible murderer.
We don't know when it is each month.
I know. That's why I have to wait for you
but
to
what
murder
if you,
first.
But what if you come to visit and then all of a sudden, there's been a murder.
Oh my goodness.
And it's in this house.
Somebody here did it.
And we have to figure it out tonight, Sam. Tonight.
Tonight's the night.
Oh, okay.
Don't worry, we have plenty of top hats with little veils. We export them.
Like, okay, I'm going to need an extra large veil with UV protection.
What if somebody murders Mary Kay and Ashley?
That would never happen.
This is 13-year-old Kathleen on a Sunday. All day in her room watching Passport to Paris, reading 17 and Cosmo Girl, putting toothpaste on her zits, giving herself facials, painting her nails, and then styling her hair exactly like the Olsen twins.
Wait a minute. Were you a Mary Kater or an Ashleyer?
You know, when they were younger, I couldn't really tell them apart.
Yeah.
Now,
when they had the same exact style.
Yeah. Now I'm an Ashleyer.
Yeah. Okay.
But yeah.
I was also an Ashleyer.
You're an Ashleyer? Yeah. I was a Mary Kater. What was the TV show they were in when they started having different looks?
Oh.
No. Oh, it was on ABC Family.
Yeah.
And it was like something about time.
Ashley had the straight blonder hair.
Yes.
And Mary Kate had the longer wavy hair.
Well,
and she was more like masculine between
Ashley
the two.
Ashley was a girly girl. Yeah. And Mary Kate was like a tomboy.
Yeah.
Oh, what was it called?
So Little Time?
So Little Time.
So Little Time.
Yeah.
Yep. I was definitely a Mary Kater.
things on this podcast just took a weird turn.
I'm an Ashley. I always liked it when Ashley bleached her hair really, yes. really
She carried
blonde.
That so well.
It yeah. was so beautiful. Yeah. I really liked her at I that know. Point. And her sister was having a really hard time health-wise. And yes. she was always so supportive. She seemed very supportive mm-hmm. yeah. in pictures that I don't know them.
I'm a big fan of Elizabeth Olsen.
Yes!
I mean, the breakout star of that family truly is Elizabeth Olsen.
Yeah, and she smiles in her pictures.
She does. She does. And that movie she was in when she still was going to NYU, Martha Marcy May Marlene.
I didn't see that. Oh, amazing.
That is a weird, delicious, so creepy, very good movie.
That's and if you haven't seen Quiet House.
Yes.
No, what is it? Is it Quiet House? Quiet Home?
It's something quiet.
Be quiet.
She's also in Avengers right now.
Hunt for the Red October.
No.
Aquila and the Bee.
That's a good movie. Yeah.
Silent House.
Silent House.
Uh-huh.
Yes,
so good. You have to see it. It's shot so it looks like it's filmed in one take.
Yeah. Can I see that or would that scare me to death?
Scare you.
I did enjoy The Shining, for the record. Babadook. So I can do some things. Don't you Babadook me, Kathleen.
I think you could handle it.
Could I handle it?
I think that the artistry of it would be enough to keep you in.
Okay.
And it's really interesting because she has interesting reactions when she's so scared. Like at one point she's so scared that she's like gagging.
Do you think that she was really scared while filming this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
Are you willing to put a mandatory sleepover on it if I see it?
And I'd watch it again.
I can't sleep that night.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Oh my God. Can we have a prank war with the boys at our mandatory sleepover?
Yes. That's, I love this.
That actually would be a great event for when our worlds join forces.
Mm. That's we need to find an all male podcast and have a sleepover prank war.
Yeah. Well, let's make that our goal.
Have either of you ever actually had prank wars growing up with with boys?
No.
I did.
What are they like?
One of my favorite moments of my life.
Wait, what do you do?
Pranks or boys?
Both. What are both like?
Answer the question.
What are they like?
It was in high school. We had just a group of guys and girls. It was one big group and somehow it separated into prank wars. And it started with little things like once the boys got one of the girls called down to the principal's office on the loudspeaker, but nothing went wrong. But it was just that age where as soon as that happens, everyone's like,
oh. So there wasn't like a designated night. It's not like,
no.
It's not like the purge.
No.
Where like tonight's the night.
No, we were reckless.
The purge.
I snuck into the boys' locker room and I put itching powder in their clothes.
Where do you even buy itching powder?
I didn't know that was a real thing.
Maybe Spencer's.
Yeah.
I had it and I didn't buy it online. That's all I remember. Mm-hmm. But then in retribution, they did the same thing to us, which actually pissed me off because I'm like, you're not creative. You have to come by your pranks honorably.
Yeah, you can't do prank backs.
No. And then we hid behind some guy's car. And when he came out of his house, we threw water balloons at him.
Nice.
And the prank war ended when the girls were all over Ashley's... I'll decide if I want to add this later. Ashley Catano's house.
Okay.
And they started turning her car into a pancake where they would pour flour and rub sticks of butter and maple syrup on her car.
That's so bad for the car.
And then in a panic just to get her car away, she got in the car and started to drive away and then hit another parked car
development.
Ashley Catano.
And it was so bad.
Oh, did the pancakes cook?
But how did the car taste?
Were they artisanal?
Did they have chocolate chips?
They had sour milk. It was very good.
Gluten-free for me, please.
Then they turned us into pancakes. Like, while we came out, they would pour the flour on us, and my mom had to come get me, and
okay.
She had to lay a tarp down on the seat to drive me home.
The boys are terrible at coming up with pranks. They just keep doing the same thing to you.
Yeah. It was pretty vicious. No, we didn't pancake. That was fully their idea.
Oh, they pancaked the car, and then they pancaked you.
Exactly. That was with the prank wars. Why are you dancing to
know.
Music, Kathleen?
I just got the urge to mime a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
You were into it. Kathleen was like doing the motions of like a lady shape and like moving her
and you're just shimmying.
Shoulders.
I'm in the box and I can't get out. I'm inside the pancake box.
I really feel like now that like the movie Tag has come out,
oh,
which is based
on
a true story where everyone plays Tag. Like, I feel like I need to find people in my life, and I think you two are down, who are like fun. But the problem is that
that's the only thing.
Yeah, but the problem is that when people want to have fun, it's usually spontaneous, and I don't like spontaneity, and I think that's why I don't have a lot of like, let's play tag, because then people like text you and they're like, hey, we're about to go set Brian's house on fire. Come on. And I'm like, oh, but I've already taken my makeup off. Like I need some like hijinks and misadventures in my life.
I have an idea for that.
You know, like some tomfoolery.
Like planned. You need planned to an extent. Hence your monthly thunderstorms.
And monthly murder.
And monthly murder.
Someone's been murdered, guys.
Actually, I would have a lot of fun solving a murder, so I'm going
to
come visit.
I just need to know that it's not a person I'm going to, like, that I know. And that can't happen.
I told you, we never see the body, so it might be no one. We don't know.
Oh, okay.
You missed that part. You were thinking about
I'm sorry,
veils.
You said murder, and my ears started ringing.
Oh.
I missed a small part of that.
You ASMR'd when you heard murder.
You know, good attachment from the start of the podcast. I'm sorry, you know how easily I'm scared.
Yeah.
No. All right, we're going to make this happen.
Triggered.
We need to lay out a business plan first.
What if it was something like we have, what if we have friends that we trust, we have to have a fourth party in this.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And they have to send us on a scavenger hunt.
Together or separately?
That's up for us to figure out. It would be fun either way. And it would have just the right combination of planned, like you know you're going on a scavenger hunt throughout the city on Wednesday of next week. But you
I can't,
don't know
that's
what
thunderstorm
it is.
Night. Okay, if you are a listener who is very good at organization, let us know. Tweet us at Acquired Podcast or send us an electronic mail at acquiredtastepodcast@gmail.com because I want to have some fun. I want to turn someone's car into a pancake.
Triggered.
I want to get someone called by the police and brought in. Is that too much?
But they never get booked, so they don't have a record.
There we go. Yeah. I like that.
I want to dye someone's hair when they're sleeping.
Yes.
Not me.
I want to put someone's underwear in the freezer.
That's fun.
You guys, someone's been murdered.
Should we hit our thank yous?
We should.
I think we should hit some thank yous. So we got some more mail from you guys and we are obsessed with it, so we wanted to thank you guys. First of all, we got some art from Lauren, and you could follow her at www.laurenlacher LACHER.com. So sister actually painted things while she was listening to our podcast.
I mean, she's an incredible artist.
Beautiful. It's like they're two flowers very close up, very, very, very beautiful.
Unbelievable. And she's chasing her dream. So we love you very much for that, Lauren.
I wonder if we can commission her to paint a portrait of us.
We should. Looking severe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, looking happy, wearing pink.
Can I look severe, please?
And espadrilles.
Yeah, but something like involving breakfast cereals.
Like you're holding Cocoa Puff, Sam.
Yeah.
Kathleen, you're holding an espadrille dangled from one finger.
Yes.
And I'm hiding a hatchet behind my back.
But then you can't see the hatchet.
But no, a little bit of the hatchet pokes over one of the shoulders.
Yeah. Can we commission? Okay, let us know. What's her name, Lauren?
Yes.
Lauren, let us know how much it would cost to commission like a 30 by 40 oil painting.
Yeah.
Yeah. If it's under $1 million, we're good.
Yeah.
We have to say hello to Lauren's sister too.
Yes. Haley, thank you so much for turning your sister onto our podcast.
We love you so much, girl.
Love you, Haley. We also want to thank Susan McKibben. She sent us a book, which is super sweet.
Yeah.
Jamie Collins, she made us bandanas. So we're going to post some stuff on our Instagram account at Acquired Taste Podcast so you could see these.
But not only bandanas, they're bandanas for our pets.
Amazing! Yeah.
She nailed us. She nailed our personalities. She makes these bandanas for dogs and cats and they just attach to the pet's collar. And she just nailed our personalities so much. They're Muttley's bandanas.
But I'm going to wear mine. I'm not giving both of them to Oliver.
can find her on Etsy, Muttley's Bandanas on Etsy.
We're also going to tag that on Insta. And then Caitlin sent us a letter, girl, that was super sweet.
We love you.
David and Adriana, they're getting married in August.
Yeah. The invite was super cute. I wish we could go.
Well, we could if they want to pay for airfare.
I know.
That would be nice.
I mean, yeah.
If they want to use their wedding money.
Bethany doesn't really go to Florida ever because it's hot.
It's hot and it's August.
I'll give you a hat.
Bless your heart.
That was the most southern bless your heart you've ever given me.
Bless your heart, the way you just said it, is F you.
Yeah.
Because your internal temperature is always so cold that, of course, a hat makes you feel cooler.
I skimmed a pool yesterday in a long sleeve shirt. How do you like that?
I'm sitting inside. It's been AC all day and I'm sweating.
I'm
literally sweating right now.
We're wrapping it up, baby.
No, it's fine. It's fine. I just think it's amazing.
Also, Katarina, she is our new pen pal from Gettysburg.
Yes.
We read your letter.
Yeah.
Girl, we love you.
Yeah, you're great. You guys were so wonderful. I also want to give a shout out to all of the taste buds who showed up to Pride in New York this weekend. You guys were so great. We posted a picture on our Instagram account at Acquired Taste Podcast. You can check everyone out there. Seamus is the one who organized it all.
He's amazing.
The fan Facebook group, which you should also join. But sadly, he was not able to make it. He had a loss in the family. Yeah. So Seamus, we're thinking of you, buddy. We love you. And thanks for organizing that. And we just had the best people show up. Everyone's so nice. So you taste buds are just, you're incredible.
Beeb, you were amazing for going because Kathleen and I were out of state, so we couldn't visit. But yeah,
we know you wanted to. You wanted to be there.
Yeah. Next year, we get our own float.
Oh my God, that would be so fabulous!
I wonder how much money that costs.
I bet a lot.
If it's under a million,
if it's under a million, we're good.
All right, guys, should we go around the table? What did we learn this week?
Yes.
Who wants to go first?
I will. I'm so embarrassed about what I learned.
Oh, I'm so excited to hear this.
Did you poop on a plate? I didn't poop on a plate. Guys, did you know that ponies are a different breed of horse and they're not just baby horses?
No, I thought a pony was a baby horse.
No, a pony is its own breed.
What?
Wait, what?
I know. A pony is its own breed. It's a certain type of horse that doesn't grow above a certain poundage, height, length, that kind of stuff.
It's just a mini horse?
It's not a mini. It's not a micro horse. It's not a mini, mini horse. But it's like a smaller horse.
I don't know what to do in the
think
middle.
I never really realized I didn't know that.
I just learned this yesterday.
I think
because over the weekend I went to Connecticut with my girlfriends to go antiquing, and we stayed at a B&B that was also a farm, and there was a mini horse and there were regular horses, and I came home and I said to my husband, oh my God, there is a mini horse, and then there are other horses. And then we were saying something and he's like, were there ponies? And I was like, well, the big horses were ponies once upon a time.
Right. And which is what I would have said too.
Same.
He's like, no, a baby horse is a colt, and then they become full size horses, and ponies are smaller horses.
A baby horse is a colt?
Wait, what's a foal then? I thought a foal was a baby horse.
I don't know what a foal is. Don't you look me in the eyes. I can't help you.
Maybe.
Wait, I'm looking it up. Hold on. This is a big deal.
There are horse farmers right now, or whatever horse keepers are called, and they're just pissed. They're
equestrians really are rolling their eyes everywhere.
Yeah.
Define pony.
Foal versus colt.
A pony is a horse of a small breed, especially with those of a height below 14 hands and 2 inches. What's 14 hands?
Your hands.
Wait. Oh, okay.
But everyone has different hands.
It's a different breed of horse.
Give me
a pony.
Your hand.
It's not just a baby horse.
We have similar hands. Never
so
mind.
The term colt describes young male horses.
Okay.
A foal is a horse of either sex less than 1 year of age.
Okay.
So every colt is a foal.
But not every
foal. Well, no, not even that, unless they get a little bit older.
Interesting.
Anyways.
Can someone explain this to us in a much more concise, clear way?
Huh.
Either way, ponies are a separate breed of horse and not just a baby horse.
Kathleen, thank you.
Ponies, who knew?
I'm actually, it makes me feel a lot better that you guys didn't know this.
No
because
idea.
I thought that I lived my whole life, like, not understanding basic facts about horses.
And up until just now, if someone said cult, I'd be like, what cult can I join? Like, I wouldn't have thought... I didn't know a cult.
Can I join your cult?
You would have been so disappointed / excited when you saw. Like, you'd be
I had
like
so
disappointed.
Much fun with this cult the other day. Yeah. I would have been like, oh my God, where are they located? Yeah. What do they do?
Mind blown.
You'd be like, sad there's no cult, but then you'd be excited there's a cult. So it'd be a lot of emotions going through your body at that moment.
I would have spontaneously combusted.
Yeah.
So yeah,
this
there's
is
that.
Deal.
Huh.
Crazy.
How about you, Bethany?
What did you learn this week? I learned that sometimes pain is a good pain, but you need to make sure you know the difference.
Okay.
Sure. Because as I've been going through this whole process of like stretching out my body to get my splits, there's certain pain that I've been feeling that I've been in the past avoiding because I'm like, that's a bad pain.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out it's not necessarily a bad pain. It's a pain that means I need to massage my nerves more.
Ooh.
And so it's important when you do things physical to talk to a person who knows what they're talking about, mm-hmm. because they can help you either reach your goal by pushing through or not damaging your body by not pushing through. And there's like a fine line, but there's a difference. Also, if you want to do something crazy, go on Amazon or wherever, get like a couple of rubber massage balls or like yoga balls.
Cool. Mm-hmm.
And then go home, put one on the ground, put your butt cheek over it,
nope,
and roll around on it.
What if you slip and it gets lost up there?
You keep it
that's
to
the
one
worst
side
thing in the world.
And you're going to feel muscles release that you didn't know you had.
Because wow,
imagine how much, like, your butt's a muscle. You walk and you sit and you walk and you sit and you climb stairs and you sit and you walk and you put that through so much and you never stretch it out. Roll around or like on a tennis ball or whatever, you are gonna hit things on your butt cheeks that hurt in the best way possible.
Hurt so good.
Oh, try it.
Come on, baby, make it hurt sure good.
Your butt. What'd you learn,
sold.
Sam?
I'm sold.
I have some yoga balls you can roll around on. Okay. Sam, what'd you learn this week?
I have to apologize and take back anything I've ever done on our maybe 3 episodes total where we talked about weddings and showers and things we complain about, things we didn't wish we had and whatever, whatever, whatever. I undo anything I've ever said that's negative.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Who'd you piss off? Who's mad at
you? No one.
Are you going to jail?
I am the next possible victim for Bethany's murder. No. I got to firsthand experience what life is like without any of those things because my cousin, who's one of the closest members of my family I have, got surprise engaged and surprise married without any of us.
Wow.
We showed up to the baby shower that he was having with his, what we thought was girlfriend, and surprise, they extended their hands and they're married. And I'm psyched for him and I love her and it was all the things I wanted. But then I just sat tipsy crying later on in the day because I was like, it's one of my best friends. I just wanted to be there for him. I wanted to bond with Jess.
Like, oh, I see.
I never thought of
that. You wanted to go to the wedding.
I wanted to go to the wedding.
And like know what was happening.
Yeah. And I wanted to, I would have loved to be able to like bond with his wife, which is so weird to say, Jessica, which would have happened during the bridal shower.
Well, good news, she's not going anywhere.
She's not.
They're married, so you can go hang out with her at home.
But my brain is having such a hard time digesting this.
Sam, that's, I have never thought of that before. That and is such a good point.
I take it all back. I would have loved to spend more time with her. And they said, you know, we are going to have a party after the baby's maybe like a year and a half because we want to make sure we have the time and energy and money to put into it. So, you know, I still get to experience that fun part with them. But I have always, you know, my cousin Frankie's in his 40s and this is his first marriage, hopefully his only. So I've always been kind of excited growing up, like, oh, when Frankie does it, it's going to be real. Like, it's going to be like the right thing. I've always been so excited to watch him up there. I was kind of going to convince him to let me be a groomsman. Like, now all of this is shot to hell.
Wait, now that I'm thinking about it, imagine a world where nobody ever had a wedding, they just got married. It would be a lot less special, wouldn't it?
It's true.
Oh my god, you guys legit have never thought, and I totally see the whole point now.
Yeah.
Like,
holy cow, Sam, thank you.
I know, it was a lot. And you know, and I'm not on his on their decision.
No, of course not.
I was not upset. Like, I was cursing at him, but I said, you know, all of this cursing comes from because I love you so much. You know that, right? And he's like, yeah. I'm like, good. And another thing. So I think it's great. They did that. It makes them happy. They just wanted to get married really quickly. And that's all really great. But from a selfish point of view, I'm like, oh, there are several experiences I don't get to be a part of now.
I legitimately thought that you were starting to tell us that you take it all back because you got engaged.
Oh my God. No.
Your boyfriend, we'll call him William.
If that is his real name.
Popped the question, but he did not.
He did not. No. Oh, that would be a fun way to reveal it, though, right?
Oh, well, now you can because I...
Now you can. It's been done.
All right.
Thank you for that, Sam. That was really, really, really good.
Does anyone have some final thoughts before we sign off for the week?
This is your weekly reminder to take a deep breath. Anything else?
That's it. We have a special guest coming up on an oncoming episode. Give us a little perspective on some things.
Can you just give us a little hint as to what it is?
Yes. It's someone to remind you that all of those negative thoughts you have about yourself happen to the best of us.
Yeah.
And I don't want to get much more specific than that, but she's a great person to talk to.
So follow us on social media, Twitter @AcquiredPodcast.
Instagram at Acquire Taste Podcast.
Facebook, Acquire Taste Podcast.
And our P.O. Box, if that serves you, is an Acquire Taste Podcast. P.O. Box 1717, Hoboken, New Jersey, 07030.
And feel free to send us anything you need some help or advice on at an Acquire Taste Podcast at gmail.com.
And then follow us on our socials too. Sam, what are you?
Sam _ Rosalie.
And I'm at WebGirl Kathleen on everything.
And I'm Radio Bethany on Twitter and Ms. Bethany Watson on everything else.
Guys, thank you so much for being a part of this week with us. We will see you next week. We love you very much.